This act gets pretty serious. It starts with a song about prejudice. And the language of prejudice. And the power of the language of prejudice. It's called prejudice,
prejudice,
prejudice. In our modern free-spoken society, there is a word that we still hold taboo,
taboo, taboo.
A word with a terrible history of being used to abuse, oppress and subdue,
subdue.
Just six seemingly harmless letters arranged in a way that will form a word with more power than the pieces of metal that are forged to make swords. A couple of G's, an R and an E, an I and an N. Just six little letters, all jumbled together, have caused damage that we may never mend. And it's important that we all respect that if these people should happen to choose to reclaim the word as their own, it doesn't mean the rest of you have a right to its use. So never underestimate the power that language imparts. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can break hearts.
A couple of G's.
G's, unless you've had to live it. And I am careful with it. And I and in the end it will only offend. Don't wanna have to spell it out again. Yeah. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. So listen to me, if you care for your health, you won't call me ginger unless you ginger yourself. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. When you are a ginger, life is pretty hard. Here's a ritual bullying in the schoolyard. The kids calling your ranger a fan of pants. No invitation to the high school dance. But you get up and learn to hold your head up. You try to keep your cool and not get fed up. But until the feeling of illness truly let up, then the word is ours and ours alone. Don't you know that only a ginger can call another ginger ginger? Yeah, let me hear the people sing. Only call us ginger, we just might come unhinged if you don't have a fringe with at least a tinge of the ginger. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Now listen to me when I'm looking for sympathy, just because we're sensitive to UV, just because we're pathetically pale, we do alright with the females. Yeah, I like to ask the ladies round for ginger beer. And soon they're running their fingers through my ginger beard and dunking my ginger nuts into their ginger tea, yeah. And asking, can they call me ginger? And I say, I don't think that's appropriate. Cause only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Sing! Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. And all the ladies, they agree it's a fact. Once you're gone, ginger can't go. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Here you go, you funky mother fucking ginger. You can call us Bozo or Fire Truck, Fire Truck, Fire Truck. You can even call us Carrot Top or Bladnut, Bladnut, Bladnut. Yeah, you can call us Mapstick or Tampon, Tampon. But fucking with the G word is just not on. If you're a gingerphobe and you don't like us, we will stand up to the fight if you wanna fight us. But if you cut yourself, you might catch gingivitis. So maybe you should shut your funky mouth. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah, pretty. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. So if you call us ginger, you can't whinge. If you're injured, if you don't have a tinge of the ginge in your minge, only a ginger can call another ginger, ginger. And you know my kids will always be clothed and fed, cause Papa's gonna be bringing home the gingerbread. And they'll be pretty smart because they'll be well read. And by red I mean red and the elephant. Only a ginger can call another ginger, ginger. Just like only a ninja can sneak up on another ninja. Only a ninja, only a ninja, only a ninja. Yeah, are you listening? I'm not pointing the finger, I'm just having a singer. I am just reminding you that only a ginger can call another ginger.